WTF.
FTW.
SMH.
IDK.
GTFO.
GTFO.
JK, JK. You're listening to the IRL Radio Podcast. It's radio in real life.
Three women.
Three women.
Three women.
Three radio stations.
Real stories. Real life.
We're back. I'm back.
Yo.
Mel's back.
The crew's back together again.
Start with how your trip was.
Yeah, go straight to it.
I feel like
girl.
There's so many things.
Wait, where's our masks?
I keep forgetting to bring them, but I have them. So I brought snail masks. It's like a big thing, I guess, over there using, I don't know if it's like snail goo or what.
Slime?
Snail jizz.
Ew.
Would.
Look, because I bought some masks as well.
What kind?
I don't know, but continue. Sorry, we'll talk about this later.
So I got you guys snail. I bought like a big pack of snail masks and then like some other random whatever. But it's like, it's a sheet mask.
Love those.
Yeah. So I actually used it on really Sunday, good. And it's pretty good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Wait, tell us your favorite part of the trip.
Yes. Well, I saw you ate a lot.
That's my favorite part of the trip. Probably going to Japan. And it was kind of crazy because, like, the first day that we were there, I was like, you know, Japan's all right. I don't really see, like, what the big deal is. And then we just, like, started walking around. And then we went in this place to get ramen. Because, like, the two things that you have to eat, sushi and ramen.
Yeah.
So we walk in this place that one of my fiancés, like, this photographer guy that was on the tour of shows that they were doing, the festival. He's, like, a festival photographer. And he had, like, a map of all of these different restaurants and stuff. And, like, just basically, like, a guide to Tokyo, like, his favorite places. So I kind of like went off his recommendation, and it was like a fast food type ramen spot, but it was apparently one of like the best spots. It's like 24 hours, whatever. So we go after like searching for it because the map situation over there was terrible. But we finally found it, and then it's cash only, and you get like to this vending machine thing where you order, and you basically have to, like, imagine going to our vending machine and be like, all right, I want ramen. So you put in like your $10, you hit ramen, and then it prints out like a small ticket. And then you're like, okay, I want extra pork, and I want extra green onion and a hard boiled egg and a beer to go with it. And so every little thing, it's like a la carte, and you have to pay for it one by one, and you have to, and you get a ticket out of this vending machine. So then you take like your five tickets and you go sit at this thing that's basically like, imagine sitting at a bar, but actually, you know how like when you go in to vote and it's like a cubby, so like no one else can see what you're doing. It's like that, but it's like an individual little place for you to eat. And so then you take this paper and you pick like, all right, I want my ramen like slightly spicy, medium cooked noodles, extra garlic. And then you put in like everything that you added a ticket for. So like extra green onion and a hard boiled egg and whatever,
so
whatever.
Now.
I know.
So then like you ring this little bell at your little station, and they come and they like say something in Japanese that I had no idea what they were saying. And then they bring you your food. And it's just like the craziest experience, because trying to figure out like with the language barrier how to do all of this. And right. Then like, okay, so do I just like sit and like, you know, it was just crazy. So that was an experience ordering ramen, but it was so amazing, like so tasty.
Yeah, your food pics looked unbelievable.
Got like I don't even remember the last time I drank a beer, but I got every
when
meal.
You were like, I got ramen and a beer. I was like, who are you?
It's the Japanese thing to do, apparently, from the YouTube videos I watched anyway. So that was cool. And then I don't know, just like walking around and the culture, and like going to the Shibuya Crossing, which is like the famous crossing where it's like six different directions of people walking across
huge,
it's insane, it's crazy. So after like the first day of being there, I'm like, all right, I get it, Japan's awesome. But we did conveyor belt sushi, like the stuff where you order it on like an iPad thing and then it like wheels its way to you.
That's so
it's
cool.
It's so cool. I love it because I'm like, do people in Japan just not like interacting with other people? Because you basically don't have to talk to anyone, which I like, because it's hard enough with the language barrier. But like, all right, I want it in English, and like, here's what I'm going to pick. So it kind of made it a little bit easier.
Do you feel
sense.
Like you're ruined as far as sushi goes now? Like, will you ever enjoy it here again?
Yeah. I mean, it was good, but I don't know. Sushi's sushi.
Good sushi is good sushi.
Well, I don't eat like shitty sushi though, like here. I usually eat like good places if I eat sushi. There we did like the conveyor belt stuff is like the fast food of sushi and it was still good.
Right, like the McDonald's of sushi. Oh
yeah, but the only thing that I will say, we went to like this really nice spot and they had, which I had never eaten this before, like a legit piece of eel that usually like you get like small pieces of it at restaurants, but it was like, I was like, I need to eat this fast or else I'm not going to eat it because it legit looks like an eel.
It looks slimy.
It didn't look slimy. Dark. It was big. It was like the size of like a small fish.
Choke on it.
And so I was like, but it was so good. But the sushi was really good. I loved it.
What was that pink place you went to?
Oh, okay. So in South Korea, there's this place called, I think it's Style Nanda. It's basically a clothing shop that looks like a hotel, and it's like five stories. It's pink on the outside. It's five stories, and you walk in, and every room or every floor is, it's basically like a different theme. So there was like a laundry room, and it was all like laundry, but there's like clothes there. And then there's like the first one that you walk in is a lobby, and it's a pink lobby, and it looks like a hotel, but they have like makeup and clothes. And so a lot of the places they have like the rooftop is like a cafe or something.
That's cool.
It's like a common thing where you can like go take pictures. So I found this one and it was just so cute. It was like a pink pool cafe. This was like Instagram heaven. It was all pink. They had like the cutest treats and drinks, and they had it looked like a pool, like a mini pool inside of this cafe. And there was just like little light up neon signs that you could take. It was basically just like the cutest place to take photos. Genius idea on their part.
Right. It's kind of like 29 rooms or like,
yeah, exactly.
Museum of Ice Cream or something like that.
There's a lot of spots out there like that. I will say in Korea, when we got there, I'd never done Korean barbecue.
When you did your check-in, we were like,
I'd never done that. And so the first night we were in Korea, I was like, yeah, well, let's try Korean barbecue. I never did this before. And we had no clue what we were doing.
So much meat.
And no one really spoke English, so we were trying to just like figure out ourselves. My fiance's like, oh, it's fine, like I've done this before, I'll be good. And so then we sit down, he's like, well, like last time somebody else did the meat for us, like flipped it and stuff. I'm like, what do you mean? I thought you said you knew what you were doing.
Yeah.
So that was an experience in itself, trying to figure out how to do Korean barbecue. But we figured it out. There was like one guy who was actually, I think he knew like we're the dumb Americans. I have no idea what we're doing. So he was like helping us out towards the end, trying to like cook our meat and stuff. But that was an experience in itself.
You walk out of there smelling like a steak.
Hell yeah.
But it was good.
So
good. It was good. And that I got beer with too.
Our little beer drinker, Melanie.
I know. She came all different. How was the concert though? It was an Ulta, wasn't it? Ultra.
Ulta makeup. It was Sorry. Ulta. Yeah, he did a few Ultras, and there was like another. The one in South Korea was another festival. I forget what it's called, but they were good shows.
Like, what's the difference from theirs to ours?
I feel like the fans in general are just like lit. It doesn't matter what's happening. Like that cryo goes off, and they just go crazy. It's cool, like, even hearing them sing the songs back, and you can, like, hear their slight accent. Actually, when we were in that Style Nanda store, the pink store, one of my fiance's songs was playing, and I was like, this is so weird. Yeah, it was cool.
That's the craziest thing to be halfway around the world, and then, like, to hear that.
I was like, wait a second.
Was he with you?
Yeah.
Was he freaking out, or is he, like, whatever?
You know how he is. He's just like, oh, that's cool.
Wait, that's awesome.
Yeah. Aww. So it was good. The flight was... brutal.
For real?
It was brutal. It was just like so long. 20 hours. It was like 20 hours.
Were you in coach?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
So on the way there, I flew from here to Seattle and then Seattle to Taipei. First flight was 6 hours. Second one was 14 and a half.
And I was around?
Yeah, you can walk around. I was just trying to like sleep though.
Was there a bar anywhere near you?
No.
You could have got drunk like three different times on that flight.
I know. I didn't, though. I was just like exhausted because I hadn't slept. It was like a Friday. But I took a Friday night flight at 7 o'clock. And so by the time we were on the second flight, I was just like done.
Yeah.
But then on the way back, my fiance, since he flies so much with United, they give you like global upgrades or something if you buy so many flights. So he used them on our way back, so we got to sit in business class.
Ew.
I was like, dang, I wish I could have had this on the way out, right? But it, I don't know, coming home, it's like, oh yeah, I'm going to be in my little bed watching movies.
Have you been super jet lagged?
I wasn't at first, because on the way back, I was like, I'm going to stay up the whole flight. That way I can sleep when I get home, because we got home at like Tuesday, 5 o'clock in the afternoon. So I stayed up and I was good. Like, I went to bed at like 9:30, woke up at 5:45, and I was like, oh, I'm good. I feel nice. Then every night I was coming home and I would go to bed. I would like fall asleep on the couch at like 6:30 and Dang. Wake up at like 8. But I would still go to sleep at 10 o'clock. And so my schedule has just been, I've been tired. But finally I feel like I'm back in a good, like I stayed up till like 1 on Saturday night. I was like in denial about it at first, but jet lag hits you, man.
Right, the jet lag, the dehydration from being on the plane.
I know.
You didn't put one of your masks on while you were on the plane? That's like the perfect time to do it.
I know, everybody always snaps pictures doing that, and I feel super weird. I do the under eye gel sometimes. Like if I take a super early flight and I have makeup on, I'll throw some of those on just to make me look a little more human.
No, well, I was good. Why would I put on a damn mask? I was sleeping in my bed.
Well, you sleep with that mask on. It hydrates your skin. Girl, you really? Wake up beautiful when you come off the plane.
Oh, well, noted.
I do that. Or I'll put like the night, like long flights, like from here to LA. Oh, I'm cool. Dominican Republic, even though it's 2 hours. I'll put some of that Glam Glow, the hydrating mask. Yeah. I'm in there like somebody jizzed all over my face. I'm in there chilling. Like,
speaking of LA, are you doing the AMAs?
No, I'm not.
No?
No, because Ken has to go away for a week. He's going away on vacation, and if he's not here, then that's me. So they changed their mind. They're ending up sending a new morning show.
Okay.
They're going to go. So I wonder how it's going to go for that. I'm still waiting to find my contract. What did I say last time? I was going to hit up McVeigh, right? Or I hit up Latt while you were gone.
I can't remember.
I talked to Chad. He gave me like a long spiel. I was like, cool. I just want to tell you that I want to be, I said that twice. I want to stay here. I want to work at Radio 103.9. Contract is up on the 15th of October. What we going to do? He goes on. You know Chad. Hey, Chad. Love you. But you do talk a lot. so he gave me his spiel. And then I emailed Ken. He told me to email him and Ken, which I did. But then, I didn't. I said, let me call the big boss guy because somebody else did it that's in this room. So I ended up calling McVeigh or texting McVeigh, and I told McVeigh I want to work here and my contract's up in October.
Wait, who's somebody else that works here?
You did. You hit up McVeigh and you told him.
I was like, it wasn't me.
You didn't text him or email him?
No.
Oh, I thought you did.
No.
Oh, well, I did. I told him. I said, hey, dude. I was like, I don't know if this is protocol, but I just want to let you know via text that I still want to work here. My contract's up in October. What do you want me to do? He said, email me, Chad, and Ken, you know, saying that you want to have a sit down. And I sure did. I said, hey, listen, I talked to you guys individually. Now it's time for us to talk together. What needs to be done? That was a week ago.
And?
So I'm waiting. We were all supposed to talk yesterday. But right now we don't know.
It's one of those things I feel like should move a lot quicker than it does. But sometimes like it's just
slow as shit.
Yeah. I guess that's the way it goes. Like I remember when I was first signing mine, it took a while and I was freaking out. I was like, I can't believe it takes this long. But I think that's just normal.
Yeah, no, it's freaking me out because I'm like...
Contract ends in October?
October 15th.
Oh, you're fine.
I'm within the 30 days. But it's like I can't keep... I play these damn... You know, you sit there, you play scenarios. What if this? What if this? What if this? What if this? So I'm like, in my mind, I'm like, what if they're like holding off to tell me no? Or what if they're holding off because they offered a contract to somebody else? Or they're holding off for whatever reason. I don't know. Instead of the positive, I'm thinking the negative. And I keep trying to tell myself, bitch, stop. You got to be positive because that's why we do the affirmations.
Yes.
But don't you ever like go through these things? Like you just keep playing these scenarios?
Well, yeah. And I like to have a plan. Like I like to know what's going on. I'm like, okay, well, am I staying here for 2 years or 3 years? Like, what are we doing? Where are we going? Like,
yeah. I mean, I made it clear to Ken. I was like, I'm not going to this surgery until this paperwork is in. Because y'all bitches ain't gonna have me away and then be like, oh, we just slide somebody else in. They sounded good and your contract was up, so time to go. No, sir. I'm waiting. Because as soon as they give me the paperwork, I'm scheduling my appointment.
Yeah,
so if they give it to me on the 15th, then bitches, I'm going for a week. I'm out. I need a vacation anyway.
I'm like, you need to get that leg fixed.
Yeah. It sucks. But what about your hand? You found out if you need surgery or anything?
No, I spent $1,000 for them to tell me to wear a brace for 2 weeks.
Oh, gosh.
At least I don't know if that was how much it was. I have a feeling it might have been. But I think I essentially like sprained it and then didn't like take care of it. So it just wasn't getting better. So he's like, you might have a little tendonitis. So they put me in a brace. I've been wearing it for like coming up on a week, but it's driving me nuts. Like I don't want it on. And I can't run the board with it. Like it like gets in the way. So if I'm like pushing a bunch of buttons, I got to take it off and put it back on. Like it's just annoying. But thankfully, there's nothing really wrong with it. I guess that should be the upside of that.
Hell yeah.
We get a lot of injuries around here. Melanie's next.
I know, Melanie.
I'm already having an issue with my knee.
What happened to your knee?
I've been having issues with my knee for like the last year and a half. And I went and like got an MRI and everything in my orthopedic.
Orthopedic, yeah. Orthopedist.
He's really hot, by the way.
Oh, tell us some more.
But
I don't say ow because you're engaged. I don't want to add to the trouble.
I don't think that well, he might have been right that like nothing. He basically was saying that I was having like a little bit of inflammation, but nothing's like really wrong with it. Mm-hmm. So he gave me some medicine to kind of help with the inflammation. But I'm still having, it's not like all the time that I get that it feels like tight, but it just like doesn't feel right. And it's frustrating because you guys know I've been on this workout plan and now I've had to like pause for my workout plan and it's pissing me off because I was on a roll. And so now I think it might have to do with my feet. So I'm going to see my foot doctor. What's that? Podiatrist?
Yeah, podiatrist. I love that.
On Thursday. So hopefully she can like tell me what's wrong with my, I have like flat feet like my dad, so I always have issues.
Maybe you just need like a better arch or something.
Yeah, I feel like we sound so old, like I need to get fit for orthotics because my feet suck.
But we are getting old and we must embrace it, ladies.
No, I'm not ready.
You're living a good life.
No, I am, but I'm like getting up to like 30 and I feel like that's just like a mentally a hard one to like hit and get through.
By the way, can you update me on your dating life while I was
and
gone?
Your reunion and 30 ain't shit. Talk to me when you hit 40. I'll be there next year. So yeah, tell us.
I have my high school reunion this weekend.
No, go back to the dating first. Don't skip that one.
I'll update you on that off of the air. Otherwise, nothing.
No. At least, is it with the same, my friend?
Yeah. I don't want to talk about it on the air.
Okay. I am so here for this. Sorry, everybody. You're shit out of luck.
I also just like started realizing I was home this weekend. I started realizing how many people listen to this that I don't realize. Like one of my friend's mom was like, oh, I've been listening to your podcast. And I was like, oh, I probably have said some things on there that like maybe
it'll just be like an episode of Blown Off. And then he'll know like what the dealio is.
Right. The deal too is much. Good.
Blown Off is like a segment that they do on Melanie's morning show where they like call the person who got like
blown
stood
off
up by
and
somebody
ask them
else
why while the other one's on the phone.
It's so painfully awkward, but also hilarious. But then like my neighbor from when I was growing up, who was like 7 or 8 years younger than me, he's like, yeah, I've been listening to your podcast. And I was like, what? Like all of these people, which is awesome. Like you just kind of like, we sit in a room all the time and talk to ourselves. So when people are like, oh, I heard you say that, I'm like, you did?
Yeah.
Like, which of course, yeah, of course people heard it. But I went home, my high school reunion was awesome. It's like just it felt like I was living in the year 2008. Like listening to all the old music, and I was like going through my yearbook and like seeing all these people, and like it was crazy. But it was really good. The reunion was awesome. I'm very happy, like that it went well and now it's done and I can like not worry about it for like another 5 years.
Did you see any of your old crushes?
No, because my high school boyfriend was a year older than me and I actually haven't seen him for like 7 or 8 years. But yeah, no, not really. It was mostly just like all old friends. But yeah, either dated people who were way older than me or younger than me. So was nobody in my class.
Was there anybody that still looks the same? I mean, what year is this? How many years has it been?
10 years.
Oh, bitch, please.
Most people looked exactly the same, okay, I feel like, or for the most part. Like, there wasn't anybody I looked at that I was like, I can't tell who that is.
A lot of guys losing their hair.
Not really.
There's only 10.
Like, maybe a few, but some of them, like, I know, but, like, a lot of guys that I know have started losing their hair.
Oh.
I mean, like, my little brother is always like, my hair. Like, I mean,
they're,
he's
like,
got enough,
so self-conscious about it.
I would be freaking out about it, too. Yeah. Like, if
but
it was me,
guys,
I'd just go bald
nothing to
instantly.
Shave. Shave is cute. Go ahead.
I know. I feel like you've got to embrace bald. Hair. That. Yeah.
We technically could.
Yeah, we can, but no.
That would my hair. Like, I know.
I do, too. I've been, like, itching to cut it. But then I'm like, no, I want to have it long for the wedding.
I'm growing mine out. I decided.
Well, you can wear tracks.
What?
You can wear weave or something like that for your wedding.
That itches, though.
Well, In the beginning, you take some Tylenol PM, yeah. But you got, you know,
just get the clip-ins.
Get you a long pen.
Oh yeah, I could do the clip-ins.
I'm about to do that. Like, I want my hair too long so bad. I'm like a little, just like but a little bit. Like
the reason that I hate extensions though and stuff like that is because I watched this video. I forget what site it was on about where they come from and like things that they do to get the real hair.
Oh, like women and donate their hair?
No, they don't donate it. They rip them off. People rip them off and give them next to nothing for their hair. Mm-hmm. In like other countries where they, you know, women that don't really, you know, that don't dye their hair and stuff and it's just nice and black and beautiful hair, they give them nothing, the companies that sell hair for theirs. It's sad.
Before I used to feel like that, but
sorry to, yeah.
No, I mean, I used to feel like that, but now I'm like, listen, you did it. I said, okay. The only time I don't like is when it comes from a dead person. I don't want that bad juju.
Okay, yeah, no. They take hair from dead people? That's even worse.
I'm not saying they do, but I wouldn't put it past them.
I mean, wouldn't
especially
either.
Like an old lady who had long, luxurious hair. Snip, boy, I made a bundle right there.
Oh my God.
Not wishing that.
And this is the prime reason why I'm never getting extensions.
I'm just going to take some extra biotin.
Oh, you can put some castor oil. I do that on my forehead because I feel
like
my hair.
Is it for brows? Or is it for brows or lashes?
It's for hair. Castor oil, use it anywhere. You want hair to grow. A little bit on your mustache, fellas.
No thanks.
But, you know, your hairline.
My whole head with it.
The inside of your hair. I use castor oil for everything. You could do it for your lashes.
I've heard people doing it for lashes.
Yeah, or eyebrows.
You buy like the disposable mascara wands and you dip it in the castor oil, not too much because it gets super thick. Because then you'll wake up to like castor oil in your eyeball. But you take a little bit, wipe it on the top. I put it in my hairline.
Would you guys ever do microblading?
I was thinking shaving your face because I haven't wanted to do that.
Getting your eyebrows just like
I feel like my hair is going to grow
tattooed on.
I don't know.
I want
it's
it,
really
but they
expensive.
Say it's, yeah, but you know we could get it for free. I'm not trying to be mean to anybody who's listening. You would do it if you could too. But we end up not paying. We don't pay for it, but we do end up selling our soul because we have to talk about it every 2 freaking seconds. But yeah, I like them. I like the. I was only thinking about it more because they say it does fade away, so that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want like the old school tattoos. You remember those things looking like a little magic marker?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oof, yeah,
I don't know what our parents were thinking, but shit, my mom won't got it, thank God.
I was thinking about doing, I don't know, it's called micro something, where they like shave your face.
Yeah. Isn't that like microdermabrasion or something like that?
No,
is
that's
that
like that a, where they like burn some, like the top layer of your skin
We
off.
Do the weirdest shit to like.
To look beautiful.
But I feel like they say it helps when your products go into your skin to help it go in better. And plus, I hate seeing people on the train and I can see their mustache and I'm like, I hope my face doesn't look like that. Because I'm naturally like Puerto Rican. I got like baby hairs and I don't know. I hate looking at it.
Oh, I got a mustache.
We all do.
Oh, no. You can see mine. And I don't care.
Hey, you got to shave it.
I can't. I feel like it's going to grow more.
That's a myth.
Uh-uh.
It's a myth.
Uh-uh.
Do you
know that's a myth? I don't want to try. No.
No?
I never. I have nothing on my face. Only thing I used to wax was my eyebrows, and I stopped that. I did the threading. And I do want to wax my vagina. I haven't gotten that done yet. I'm dying to. I want to film it.
You've never done it? Oh, my God. Of course you want to film it.
I want to film it. But I nair.
A full thing?
The full thing.
You've never done a full?
No, I've only naired my vagina. I burnt myself the first time, but since then I've been using
Have you ever done that, Katie?
Yeah.
What, nair?
No, not nair.
The Brazilian?
Yeah.
It hurts like a bitch.
I hear, and you bleed.
No, not always. Like, it was okay. So, the first time I ever went, me and my roommates bought a Groupon. This is like the funniest story. And nobody had done it before. And they're like calling us back. And it's like these Russian ladies who just like
it's
do
always
not
a Russian
care. They like put us in these like tiled rooms, like separate rooms. And as I go to lay down, I hear one of my roommates from the other room scream. And I'm like, no, let me out. I don't want to do it anymore. I did it. And we all like waddled out of there. It was, I mean, it's great when it's done, but
it's great when it's done, but. It hurts.
What about
so
when it grows
bad.
Back?
I don't.
Is it itchy guy? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, I don't remember.
It's a horrible process. I don't really recommend getting into it. I would just, if you don't like it, get it lasered off.
I want to, but they say that I can't get laser hair removal on anywhere because of my skin tone and my hair coarse. That's what they keep saying. But I was told that they didn't want to work because I was trying to get it as an endorsement. And they say, and this is the real people, they say that. My listeners, we can't afford it. So that's why they didn't want to do the endorsement. And so they gave me that bullshit as excuse.
Oh, I thought you were going to say because of like, you like, oh, wait, that's not what I thought you were going to say at all. I thought you were going to say that like, because of like your, the pigmentation of your skin.
Well, that's what they
there
said.
There has to be a super, like I have like really light skin and super dark hair. So like, it's really easy for mine to get it lasered off. But they say it's like more difficult if you
but
have darker skin.
I mean, my hair is dark.
Because like something about like the laser travels down the hair to the follicle and like it has to be dark enough or something. I don't remember. But
my
yeah.
hair is dark as hell. I told that lady, I said, you lied.
She's crazy.
And the sales rep was like, no, she said no because the fact is that the listeners can't afford it. This was in Florida.
That's some bullshit.
And this is like in the beginning when it first started, like people were really getting into the laser hair. So I was like, okay.
I don't think that's true, because I think if you want something done, you'll pay for it and you'll find
it. Yeah, I mean, of course. Like, let's be honest. No disrespect to any other race that's listening. You know, I love y'all. We all together, one family. But, like, if you look at the majority of cosmetic surgeries and a lot of people buying cosmetics, the majority is minorities. Of course, my Caucasian women, y'all drop bread too. Don't get it twisted. But we drop bread. Bread on makeup, hair, plastic surgery. Like, where do you think Dominican Republic came from? We want to go get our booties done. Like, we'll drop it. So that's when she said that to me, I was like, whatever. But again, this was way before. This was like, I was at 102 Jams at that time.
Yeah.
So this is way before all inclusion. Everybody wants to be inclusive. They want to invite everybody in. Everybody comes sit at the table, which I'm here for it. But before, no, they didn't include us because they said we couldn't afford it. We didn't want to spend it.
That's crazy. Well, maybe we'll try to get you some now.
Hell yeah, I'm trying. This vagina got to get smooth. Smooth for your ass. Smooth.
What's going on with everybody's week?
This week, I am recuperating from my parents who are here.
Oh, the dang, they've been here for a minute.
You said that your parents still have one more day here.
Tomorrow. They leave in the morning.
So it technically could happen tonight.
Oh, my God.
Oh, it could.
No engagement tonight. That's what they're talking about.
You never know.
Yeah, but I don't think so. I mean, if he's smart, he won't make me do it with my hair looking like this. Like, I look like shit. Like, I'll be in this damn picture like, ooh, crying because of a ring and my hair.
We'll Photoshop new hair.
But what is, you just need a picture of...
My hand?
No, your hand and your face.
Yeah, my face is attached to the hair.
And then you can redo photos later when you look all flat.
I don't think he will. I don't think so. I don't think so.
Do you think it's coming soon? Can you feel it?
Yeah, I feel it. The only reason why I feel it, it's because this conversation has been happening a little too frequent. Like, this whole weekend, his mom, my mom, talking about grandkids. They're like, they don't want to give us grandkids. We want them to have grandkids. And then one mom started saying, well, what about the ring? And the other mom saying, yeah, what about the ring? Okay, so let's plan out this wedding. So the whole week, they've been planning
out this
wedding. Oh,
gosh, they're like planning your future. And you're like, wait, like, slow your roll.
Yeah, like crazy. And I'm just like, whatever. And then over the weekend, we were at the Hard Rock. We went to go get something to eat at the buffet, and I had mentioned, I said hi to one of the guys at the buffet line. I said, how's your day, sir? He proceeded to tell me that he lost his wife or girlfriend like a couple months ago. And we were like,
oh God.
Okay. All right. We're like, we're sorry to hear that. And then he went quickly and looked at Tinder and was like, is that your wife? And he was like, soon to be. And I'm looking at, like, you freeze when you hear something like that. I'm like, what?
Drop all that chicken from the buffet.
And I look down and I smirk. And then the guy was like, I'm just trying to make sure that, you know, I don't want you to think I'm being slick or anything. You know, fellas, da, da, da. I was like, I'm completely ignoring what the hell he's really saying. Because I'm still fixed on the part where he said, soon to be. I said, okay.
Soon to be. Hello.
He didn't say girlfriend. So for me, I really think it is coming. And I think it's just when... his financial situation gets a little bit better, then he'll do it.
Does it bother you that everybody's like, get engaged?
Yeah, I think that doesn't bother me as much as, because like, that's nothing. We get engaged tomorrow. It don't mean squat because we're got to pay for this wedding. So I'm not in a rush. I think more it's the baby one. The baby. Oh, yeah. Like, when's
do
the
baby
you want
coming? Kids?
I didn't before I got with Tinder.
Yeah.
And now I do. I mean, I'm not rushing for it.
Yeah.
I just say if it happens, it happens because of the fear of this world. So we both agree. Like, you know, if it happens, fine. If it doesn't, whatever. But yeah, I would love it. I would love it. A little boy or a little girl, whatever. I think I want a girl. I don't want a boy.
You'd be happy with the healthy baby.
Hell yeah. But I'm afraid for like boys nowadays. It's crazy in this world.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hell, anybody, a boy or a girl, because these girls are getting jumped like crazy too in the bathroom.
You heard about the little girl that got her ass beat? I mean, I say it in a rude way. I don't mean like that. But she got jumped and ultimately died from it.
No, I didn't hear about that.
Yeah. That's terrifying.
All right, school just started.
I know that. I don't know what was making me think about that this weekend. It's because all my friends are having kids, but just thinking about like once you raise a person and you like send them out on their own and you're not with them every second, like who's going to protect them?
Yeah. I know. And you could only do but so much, because then if not, you're in a box and then you really can't protect them.
Exactly.
You know? And at my high school reunion, everybody has 4 to 5 kids in
Isn't
my class.
Isn't it insane?
4 to 5 kids. And I'm looking at, they were like, when are you having yours? I'm like, bitch, when are yours going to come, take care of mine? You know, or I was saying any little excuse I possibly can. But I was like, no, no time soon. No kids.
I have a sixth sense for pregnant people, and I'm trying to decide if I feel like you're pregnant right now or not. I'm not getting anything.
I just got off my period, girl.
And I'll let you know. I don't know. When you were talking about Japan earlier, I kind of thought of it.
No, no. I just got off my
Do you
want to
have a baby?
I do, but not anytime soon.
I want to travel some more.
Yeah. I know, that's a problem. Is I feel like I have so many friends who are like, we want to have kids, but we also want to take like 10 more trips.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's tough.
You know, everybody's like, oh, you could take your kid with you. Oh, no, not to do what I want to do.
Yeah, a kid on a 20-hour flight.
Yeah, and then you feel guilty. Like, yeah. Every parent knows it. In the beginning, you feel guilty wanting to enjoy your life.
Well, also because you take, say you take a kid to like Europe or something, are they even going to remember it when they're that young?
Mm-mm.
Yeah. Go see grandma.
Yeah.
I was thinking about that actually the other day, because I was like thinking, you know, in the future when I have a kid and Sam and I want to go on a trip or something, because we try and travel as much as we can. And then I was thinking how when I was younger, I remember my mom, well, my dad used to drive me, my grandma's house was like 4 hours away from where I lived. He would drive us up to my grandma's and then come back like 2 weeks later. And I'm like, those bitches, that's what they were doing.
Drop me off for 2 weeks.
See ya. Like, that's the move, though. You got to drop them off with grandma and then peace out.
Oh, well, I wish I could. My mom's going blind and my dad's deaf. No, my mom's deaf. My dad's blind. We're going blind.
Really?
Yeah, hell
they
yeah.
Seem fine. We met them.
No, they're fine. But at some point, my dad's like this. And my mom, like, you talk to her in the morning, she's like, what? Or she'll walk right past you. That's this whole week. That's why I need a vacation from them. They're so adorable. I love my babies. But one is damn near deaf.
We gotta get
her
a hearing aid.
I know. I keep saying it, but she's like, whatever. And she works at a nursing home.
That makes me sad.
Oh, it's all good. She's living. She's having parties. She's chilling. She's on the ground. She goes, I checked in today on Facebook. I checked in. Look, I checked in at all these places.
They love checking in.
Oh my God.
They love checking in.
I don't understand. Like, I never checked in on Facebook. I don't even think I've checked in on, I don't, can you check in on Instagram?
No.
I just put my location like sometimes, but
I rarely want anybody to know where I'm at.
Yeah, yeah. Same.
I posted a little later. Like, you started putting me onto that one, like, because I was usually doing it right away. And then I was like, well, let me just post this a little later. Ain't nobody going to know. Click.
I've started doing that just so that I'm not, like, completely, like, immersed in my phone and not paying attention.
Totally.
I'll just save and do it later.
Yeah. I was on my phone the whole time during my class reunion because I did not know what the fuck to talk to these people
about.
Oh,
I did see a lot of your videos from that.
Yeah. I was just like,
I cracking up
at
your pictures.
I didn't know what to say to these people. I didn't. I don't know. Like, you probably were cool. I knew everybody. Everybody knew me. But we'd never really like hung out. And so for everybody to be like, oh, we're so proud of you, which I'm thankful. Be proud of me. But we weren't friends.
I hate seeing people from high school.
I felt like I felt like the people that I expected to have really like normal interactions with, I had super awkward ones. But then people I wasn't expecting to have good ones with were like, oh my God, you look great, and gave me a hug. And I was like,
this is weird.
Oh, that's nice. It was weird. But I also was like, oh, that makes me feel better.
Yeah, I don't know. Mine was awkward all the way through. And then at some point, I was like, let me stay on my phone. Because I also did not dress up. Did you dress up for your prom? For your high school reunion?
No, we had it at a place called the Country Club Barbecue. Shout out to my friend Ethan for letting us use that. But no, it was like a bar, back patio.
Bitch, we were at like a banquet hall.
Yeah, I saw that. I said we would do something fancy for our 20 year, but like I ain't.
Yeah. Look, let me show you. Look at one picture that I told Tinder. I was like, what was I doing at this moment? Caption it. Pass it around. Like, I was not here for it. That was my outfit. That was my hair.
Oh, it's like everybody taking a picture and La Loca's off to the side, like, what?
Walking away, trying to run.
Oh, my God.
And they were like, oh, my God, so many cameras in our face. I was like, oh, my God.
That's funny.
You were legit too cool. Like, not in an asshole way, but, like, you're just
yeah, like,
too cool.
I felt so weird. And the DJ that was DJing our prom. I keep saying prom because these bitches came in. One girl came in a Beyonce outfit. Like, she had on this white see-through dress with tassels all over, and she wore this white underwear that you could see and a bra that you could see. Like, she was Beyonce out in this bitch. Oh, I said, yes, honey. And then all the other girls had beautiful gowns on, titties were out, ass was out. Like, it was just a whole fiasco.
This is because people are starting to hit that midlife crisis.
I guess so, because it was hilarious. And I was just like in there in this frumpy outfit, and I didn't care because at that point I had my period, my knee was hurting, and I was coming straight from Atlantic City. I was like, fuck all y'all bitches, check my bank account, let's talk.
Oh my god.
I took a cue of, I like all these celebs and these rich people, they're like, I don't have to dress up for these people, I know what I got. And so that's how I felt. But then I also felt awkward because I didn't have nothing to say to them. It was the first time I really didn't know what to say.
You should have got a little drunk first before you went in. No,
my mom and dad were downstairs because it was a restaurant, like a fancy restaurant underneath where they had
a lot of drinks.
So my parents were downstairs. Mr. Tinder's downstairs. And it was a family reunion, too, because I had all my aunts came through to see us.
Oh, gosh.
Because it was in my old town. And that's where they live.
Yeah.
It was so awkward. So awkward.
All right. But are we doing affirmations?
Yes. Because mommy and daddy are here.
I got to go film something.
Oh, yeah.
What are you filming?
It's like I'm hosting a charity gala next month, and they're honoring
HMH thing.
No, that's a separate one. I'm very philanthropic.
Are you interviewing
lately.
Tyra?
Yes, I'm interviewing Tyra. Yeah, that one is for Hackensack Meridian Health.
Tyra Banks, by the way.
Women Rock.
Tyra
Banks. I have to read her book this week. But this is for Children's Specialized Hospital. They're honoring one of our clients who I'm friends with, so I'm recording like a thank you message to him. Yeah. So
the car dealership guy.
Yes. I was trying to like not really say it, so in case he heard this, he wouldn't know, but...
Oh, don't worry. It's fine. He's not listening. Don't worry. I know he's not.
He probably isn't.
Yeah.
But I love him.
Katie, you start.
Literally this morning as I was getting ready, I was thinking of what my affirmation was going to be today, and I had a good one, and then I lost it. I'm thankful that I've been getting up every morning and working out, and that I've had the inspiration to do that.
What time?
Hopefully at 5:45. This morning I did not make it.
I did.
Yeah, you're really good about it.
I woke up at 5:45.
Mel's ripped.
Fitness queen.
I was like, what can I do that does not involve my knee? Well, it was a chest and triceps day, so they had like two cardio moves, and I just improvised and did an ab move instead. But that's besides the point. Anyway, I'm thankful that my knee is in tip-top shape, and so is my foot, so I can use my sweat app and be ripped for my wedding.
And then did your affirmation happen for Korea?
What was it?
I forgot. It was going to be a good trip and you were going to get there quickly and safely.
I did, obviously.
Yeah,
you did.
She's back.
Because I'm back in one piece.
True. I forgot anything else. But.
We did go on this one flight, though, that was like, they put us on the freaking like Spirit Airlines of, no disrespect to Spirit, but you know how you
Spirit
are.
Spirit sucks.
It was bad.
I'm sorry. Spirit sucks.
I don't play Spirit
and
anymore.
There was a moment when it was probably like the last 45 minutes of the flight. You know how when you're riding in the clouds and it's bumpy? Mm. We were in there for like 30 minutes. Like, there's going to be slight turbulence. The flight attendants are going to sit down. And I'm like, oh, here we go. My friend that I was with was sleeping. And we're shaking the whole time. And I'm like, Lord, please let me get to Japan.
Oh, damn.
But I made it.
Of all the bad flights and weird shit I've had happen with airplanes, I have never had bad turbulence. And
really?
I keep waiting for that to happen. I mean, give it time. And it'll get.
Oh, that, it was just, you know, like I always, when I see the clouds coming in outside the window, I'm like, oh, here we go. I already know how it's going to be.
But you're home and you're safe.
I made it alive. I'm good.
Yay.
Loca.
Thank you, God. And I am so happy that my contract is going to be signed way before the 15th. And I will have my knee surgery, but I'm not going to need this knee surgery. So, in fact, I thank you for not I'm thankful that I don't need a knee surgery. Thankful that my contract is signed. The money, $200,000 I want it still. I'm not going to stop. I want that. One day I will get it. My $300,000 TV contract. I'm thankful for the 20 pounds that I'm going to lose. Thankful for all the new job opportunities that are coming my way for television. And I think I'm good.
That covers it. Okay, good. All right.
I'm good, God. I love you.
See you next Tuesday.